This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization said Monday that the coronavirus variant first identified in India last year was being classified as a variant of global concern, with some preliminary studies showing that it spreads more easily. The B.1.617 variant is the fourth one to be designated as being of global concern and requiring heightened tracking and analysis. The others are those first detected in Britain, South Africa, and Brazil. The WHO has said the predominant lineage of the B.1.617 was first identified in India in December, although an earlier version was spotted in October of 2020. The variant has already spread to other countries, and many nations have moved to cut or restrict movements from India. The U.S. is expanding the use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to children as young as 12. The Food and Drug Administration announced Monday that the shot is safe and offers strong protection for younger teens based on testing of more than 2,000 U.S. volunteers. Shots could begin soon once a federal vaccine panel issues recommendations for using the vaccine in 12 to 15-year-olds. That can be as early as Wednesday. And most vaccines rolling out worldwide have been authorized for adults. Latest news is welcome for U.S. families struggling to decide what activities are safe to resume when the youngest family members remain unvaccinated. Mother's Day weekend meant bigger crowds at U.S. airports. Transportation Security Administration said as agents screened slightly more than 1.7 million people Sunday alone. That's the highest number since March of 2020, when travel was collapsing because of the coronavirus pandemic. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Pentagon acknowledged Monday that a U.S. Coast Guard ship fired upon about 30 warning shots after 13 vessels from Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy came close to it and other American Navy vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. This is the second time within the last month that U.S. military vessels have had to fire warning shots because of what they said was unsafe behavior by Iranian vessels in the region, after a relative lull in such interactions over the past year. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said the warning shots were fired after the Iranian fast boats came as close as 150 yards or 450 feet of six U.S. military vessels, including the USS Monterey, escorting the guided missile submarine Georgia. The U.S. Coast Guard cutter Maui fired the warning shots from a 50-caliber machine gun before the Iranian vessels left. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that Israel will respond very forcefully to rocket attacks from Gaza. He also warned that the fighting could drag on for some time, despite calls for calm from the U.S., Europe, and elsewhere. Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip fired the rockets toward the Jerusalem area and southern Israel Monday, carrying out a threat to punish Israel for violent confrontations with Palestinians in Jerusalem. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us that the investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration could possibly lead to a recall of affected Honda Accord models.
Steering failures, including two crashes, have been reported in more than 100 Honda Accords, model years 2013 to 2015. The Center for Auto Safety says it's important the government is moving quickly when lives could be in danger. Honda says anyone experiencing a steering problem should get their vehicle to a Honda dealership.
The Capitol Police Department's watchdog says it's poorly organized, equipped, or trained to spot the looming threat ahead of the January 6th assault on the Capitol. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Capitol Police Inspector General Michael Bolton tells a congressional committee that the department needs to reorganize. He cited one example in which three teams of officers were sent to check out pipe bombs, leaving just one team just ahead of the January 6th attack. Bolton adding there's a need for a standalone counterintelligence unit.
In support of protecting the congressional community, would improve the department's ability to identify and disrupt individuals or groups intent on engaging in illegal activity directed at the congressional community or its legislative process.
That's AP correspondent Tim McGuire reporting. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.